Hey, hey, this is Rebbetzin Vefkan Grossman from the Connected for Real podcast, and I want you to have access to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat right here in your ears. If you would like to access all of the links, workbook, or get your free one-on-one with me, go to connectedforreal.com/retreat. Enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, day 6. I'm so excited today. The topic is design the atmosphere in your home. And the reason why we're doing this is very simple. We can be extraordinary. We could be doing a lot of amazing things. We could be like all over the place. But if we come home and there is so much going on, and there's this like icky energy, and there's like draining us down, it's going to take a toll on us, and we're not going to be able to do the things that we want to do and the things that we feel like we're here to do in this world. Okay. So aligning the home atmosphere and the energy that we want is really going to help us. We're talking also about overwhelm in general, how your head is full of all the things and how we can really settle it down and everything will have its own place. And, you know, there will be that feeling of, you know, I'm doing what I need to be doing. Everything's under control. So let's get a little bit of review because this is super important. And the Calm Method is really powerful in getting you to where you want to go and giving you the tools of what to do right now. So the Calm Method is 4 letters. Connect to yourself. What do I really want? Right? Like took 2 seconds, less than 2 seconds to ground myself, to ask myself, to get in touch with myself and know what do I want? Not what other people want for me, not what I'm expected to do, not what I should do, not what I must do, but what do I want? And we're getting in touch with that want because it is God's guidance. It is what motivates us. And God put that in us so that we can know what to do, so that we can know where to go, right? Ask yourself, what do I want? Is a very powerful question. You know, some of you know because you've been at my implementation calls already, but I'll ask you, what do you really want? And most of the people will answer, well, I just don't want this. And notice how your brain is hijacking the conversation and saying what I don't want. And that's not what I asked for. I want to know what you do want. And it's such a hard thing for us to allow ourselves to want that we run away from it by focusing on what we don't want. And again, like we spoke about yesterday with intimacy, focus on the good because what you focus on grows. It's like what you water grows. Are you watering the weeds or are you watering the flowers? Right? And the vegetables and all the pretty things. Okay. So connect to yourself. What do I really want? Then the A stands for ask for abundance. We cannot live our life like a little beep, 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 periscope looking for the answers in our husband, in our children, in the boss, in this people, in my friends. If you go through life looking for others to answer your needs, to fill your needs, to be dependent on, you are missing the most important part of life, which is the relationship with God, which is the whole reason why you're here in the first place. So turn to God, pray, ask, learn to communicate exactly what you want. And the reason why step one was get in touch with what you want is because when you approach God with your clear wants, it is a different energy. It's not needy and icky and complainy, like, I just don't know what I want, but what do you want from me? Because this life is just too hard, right? It's like, God, I know I want this, and I want this because this, this, and this, and I want to know how to get there. Show me, guide me. The words show me, guide me are magic. You ask for a show to be shown, and you will be shown. So use it, pray. And, you know, I love, love, love getting your feedback because so many of you have said, I tried it and it works. Oh my gosh, it's amazing, right? Because God wants you to connect. So when you connect, boom, there's connection. Right? When we were talking about the periscope, you turn up and suddenly it flows down. You finally clicked to the place that has the abundance. The L stands for listen. Listen for the answer. Because we've been taught to ask and ask and ask and pray and go and turn to God in all the situations, but we weren't ever taught how to hear the answer. What comes next? And what comes next is being in reality, living this practical life. You cannot live like a pie in the sky, some fuzzy thing that's like, oh, I'm connected, I'm spiritual, it's okay, I don't need anything in this world, because you are in this world and you live in this world. So you were made to need this world and to communicate through this world and do what you need to be doing in this world, make a difference, make an impact in this world, right? So you get to listen to God's answers through reality. Because God only makes what he actually wants. He only brings to fruition what he wants. God doesn't make mistakes. And in day three, we talked about how God didn't make a mistake by giving you this husband. Even though it's challenging, maybe it's not what you expected, maybe it's not what should have been or what you signed up for, but it is the exact thing that you need in order to get to where you need to go. And when you become attentive to it and you can turn things around, you will learn what it is that you need to learn. You will pick up the things that you need to pick up, and then you won't have to be shown them anymore. So your mirrors are starting to clean up. And your life is starting to look a lot clearer and a lot cleaner because you're cleaning up your own stains, your own things that you need to work on. And it's amazing. And on day four, I got a message about day three that someone said, and it was funny because she had an implementation call with me. 15 minutes, she's complaining about her husband. And the next day, she sends me a message. Day three was everything I needed to hear, especially the alarm clock. Right? We don't go to the alarm clock being like, I don't know why you're calling me all the time. Why are you making me up? Why this is so annoying? No, you're like, oh, it's an alarm. I was sleeping. I woke up. Okay, next. So she said that night, I actually had this biggest smile on my face and I felt so much love towards my husband. Like the whole thing turned around because she realized that this is not about her husband. As annoying as that sounds. Right? It's like so convenient to use him as an excuse. But it's amazing how much inner work you get to do thanks to him showing you. And that's really amazing. And we talk about that a lot in the program, like what is my role and what's his role and how I can be of service to him by getting away, you know, from that codependency, as we call it. And then we spoke about the M. The fourth day was master a higher level of consciousness. Now, in one of the implementation calls, someone said, I just don't know. I have so many things I need to do and I know to do them and I just don't do them because I don't do them for myself. And I don't know, is it about accountability? Is it about not knowing not keeping myself to it? What is going on? And the answer is you get to get up there, right? Usually there's going to be that like high, like, oh my gosh, I feel so much love. Oh my gosh, I suddenly see things differently. Wow, this is amazing. And then once you get there, you're like, oh, I'm in a different comfort zone, right? Different time zone, different atmosphere. The temperature here is different. I am not comfortable. I don't know what to do here. I'm not around the types of people I'm used to. I'm not around the types of situations I'm used to. Usually, there is no drama here. I create drama. So what's going on? And then you get these like cold feet and you're like, I don't belong here. I need to get back down. And so your automatic subconscious will take you back down to your drama and your fun and your, you know, neediness and grabbiness and all that icky stuff and the blame and the shame and whatever, because the level of consciousness that is high is something that isn't just going to stay on its own. Subconsciously, your brain is looking to be safe. And so really what it's going to want to do is pull you back down to the thing that it knows for sure is safe, And drama is safe because you don't have to take responsibility. And blame and shame and all that stuff is great because you just throw it to the next person and be like, I'm cool. Everything's okay. Yes, in reality, it does not feel comfortable. Comfort zone is not equal to comfort. It's actually the opposite. Most of the people I know who are in comfort zone are suffering. But your brain doesn't think that. Your brain thinks comfort zone equals safety. And everything you want is on the other side of comfort zone. So far, so good. How do we master a higher level of consciousness? By committing. So that when I don't feel like it, I'm going to make sure I still do it because I'm committed to it. And some people need accountability. Some people need guidance. Some people need community. So my program has all of that, right? It's like, we've got you. And someone said, by the way, I'm afraid to commit because then I won't have to worry about the how. I'll just have to take the steps. And like, do you hear? It's like so backwards. Like, I'll finally be free of having to worry about the result. I'll have, you know, of having to worry about the exactly what to do to get there. I'll just have to, you know, take the next step and take the next step. And that's exactly what we do in the program. And she's afraid of that because she will lose control. She'll lose that feeling of drama. She'll lose the feeling of being able to, you know, be in that like, oh, help me. I'm always suffocating. So it's like, it's funny, right? Like she's saying it and it's amazing how she's saying it. She's so honest about it. And I love that. And we were laughing together about it, how like funny it sounds. But when you get a guide who's aligned and can tell you, I know, I've been there, follow, just do it one step at a time. And you don't have to know the full straight road. You just got to stay focused. Commitment is, by the way, I would say 85% of the work is taking that step. When I signed up for that program I told you about, it was a long time ago, like 3 years ago, when I had that prayer, I was very specific and I said, God, I've been praying for abundance, but really what I mean is six figures. I just want to reach six figures, right? And that day, I found out about a program that Tuesday, it was Sunday, that Tuesday, I met with her. That Friday, I was already signed up. And when I told her I'm signing up, I said, I am so scared because I know that signing up to this means I am committing to becoming a leader. And that's scary, super scary. By the way, you guys don't know, but like I was afraid of speaking in public. My hands would shake. My entire body would just like freeze and I would not be able to get a word out of my mouth. It is so scary. What I'm doing now is like my worst nightmare a couple of years ago. People don't believe me because it's like so natural, right? But like the more practice, the more belief, the more believe in God, the more believing in myself, the more guidance I have from the people to give me the tools I need and I'm there, right? Am I a leader now? Yes. Is it as scary as I thought it would be? No. And the biggest thing I did for myself was like, I told my husband, I know this is the program for me. I know this is what I need to do. It's super expensive, like crazy, that we need to take a loan. But I think it's exactly what I need. And I know God wants me to do this, but I'm so scared. And he said, if this is what you're made for, then this is what you do and put your fear aside. And by the way, like my husband is so not into these like coachy things or whatever. He's like so the opposite. It's so funny. A lot of the people in my program, they hear about my husband and they sometimes like see him like, you know, behind the scenes and things like that. And they're like, right? It's like, he makes fun of what I do. He thinks it's funny. He makes, you know, jokes about, oh, don't use those podcast words on me, things like that, you know? And still, he was super supportive because I was able to communicate what I really want and what I really need. So at the end of this, by the way, I'm going to get back to talking about how to talk to your husband because I promised you I would. So master a higher level of consciousness. Put yourself in the right circles with the people who get it. When you say things high level, they will understand. When you say, I'm following God's guidance, they will understand. When you say, I need cheerleading because I'm doing something scary, they'll get it and they'll be there with you. Get the guide you need to get you there. I don't care if it's me or someone else, but commit and actually take action, because that's what is the thing that will get you there. By the way, I have a friend, Mayan, who says, knowledge is everywhere. Implementation is everything. And I love that, because you can learn anything on YouTube, on podcasts, on all these freebies. There's a ton of information. But actually taking what you know and bringing it down into action, that's everything. And that's amazing. Okay, so we went through the calm method. What are we talking about today? Today, get your sheet from the worksheet, from the workbook. We are on page 6. It has a little circle in the middle with a lot of lines coming out of it. And I'll tell you exactly what we're talking about today. I was feeling very overwhelmed. You know, it happens a lot that suddenly, like, you just feel like everything is flying around. And I'm very visual, so I'll tell you exactly how it feels to me. It feels like I'm in the eye of the storm and there's a tornado around me, and I actually see the things flying. And when I close my eyes, I see the red couch like flying by. Now, do I have a red couch? No, but is that super like comical, like how my brain works? There's just like things flying everywhere. And then there's like the red couch. Like that's how you know it's real, right? This is serious. And I just don't know what to do because there's so much going on and everything is flying and things are just like swooshing by. And here's what I found that works really well. And this is, by the way, thanks to a coach of mine. Like this is actually my first ever coach that I had when I had only 2 kids. So this is 14 years ago. We were together in like a mommy and me group and people were talking about overwhelm. And she said, you know what I do when the house is a mess and there's just so much going on? She says, I get up on a chair and I look from a different perspective. Because when you see something from a different perspective, you're able to think differently. And that was actually life-changing for me, because not only does it work as a really great hack for like when my house is a mess, I just like change my perspective and I get on a chair and then everybody knows, okay, now we're going to start hearing what to do, right? Like, okay, who wants to do the laundry? Who wants to pick up the shoes from the floor, right? Like I start breaking it down into sections. But also, this gave me an answer to that visualization of the tornado going by around me. What I do now is I close my eyes, I take a deep breath, and I just let all the things fall down exactly where they are around me, right? So instead of flying around and swooshing, they are now slowly being put down all around me. And when I was, you know, I was doing all these like freebies and videos and TED Talks and things. And one of the people I really like is Mel Robbins. And Mel Robbins speaks about the brain dump. And her answer to overwhelm is get it all down on paper. You take one large sheet of paper and you just start writing everything you have to do, everything that's on your mind, everything that is flying. And then you go back and you highlight the things that are more important, blah, 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 whatever. Just writing down the list makes me feel all the feels. I can't even explain to you how overwhelming the list itself is to me, because I am a visual person and a long list is an illustration of how awful my situation is. So that was not working for me. If it works for you, please, by all means, use it, because the idea is find the thing that works for you. And that's what I'm all about. I am sharing with you something that works for me that I found that's different than that, because that wasn't working for me. So instead, and taking, you know, building on the tornado and building on the different perspective, and building on what I've just said so far, I put myself in the center, like a little circle, and I write me, or a little smiley face, or eye of the storm, or how I'm feeling, overwhelmed or too much or whatever. Whatever comes out that day. And then I pull out the different hats. The different hats I wear: mother, wife, daughter, coach, business owner, friend, community, you know, member, and so on. Okay. So, and I always have God on top. So one of my hats is, you know, God. That's just personal. You could do whatever works for you. Once you separate the lists into the different categories, into the different hats, into your different labels, whatever you want to call this, you get little short to-do list, or, you know, just lists in general, that you can visualize differently. So I'll give you an example. For mine, I have mother. Under mother, I have 7 kids. So I go, Shandel, Shifra, Leah, Michal, Ishayahu, Hallelujah, Eliezer. And then after each one, I go and I think, what does Shandel need? Okay, she needs from me new glasses, or she needs that I take her to get her ID, or she needs, you know, help with whatever. Then I go the next one. Oh, this one needs shoes. Okay, this one needs, you know, reading tutor. This one needs more hugs, right? Usually the younger ones, I'm more aware of like their physical needs more, because it's just whatever. Obviously it's emotional, but saying it's like not as technical. But sometimes it is. Get new clothes or whatever. Okay. So I wrote them all down. Now I go to my husband and I say, okay, as a wife, what do I need? Like, what would I like? Sometimes I write more quality time. I want a date night. I want to talk to him about, you know, insurance. I want to, I don't know, design his book, right? There's still a book that's waiting for me to design because he's writing faster than I can design it. Design and publish. Okay, so that's what I need to do for him. Then I go and I see, what do I need for my clients? And I actually put all my clients out and I see, what does each one need from me, right? And then in my business, what do I need to do? I need to, you know, go over my website and fix, you know, tweak the little things that I needed to get done. And I need to, I don't know what, whatever, right? So I'll keep going like that and I'll break it down. What this creates, besides order, which I used to think I'm not an organized person, but turns out I'm super organized. I'm just organized in a different way than other people. Most people, also my husband, who is, you know, because he's organized in his way, he doesn't understand my organizational brain. But when I can stop and take a moment to see how organized I am, I actually am finding more and more evidence of how organized I am. And when I find the things that work for me, then I lean into them and they work like magic. So this is one of them, right? And I've kept some of them, and it's very cute to see like different bursts and different, it's almost like a picture of the situation right now. Like it's like a backup on your phone. It's like, this is what everything that happened this day, right? Like if anything changed from here on, you won't know it in this picture, but you have a really beautiful picture of all these things that are coming out of the burst. And the other thing it creates is this calm that, you know, you're not going to forget about getting new glasses. You're not going to forget to get new shoes. You're not going to forget this girl needs to get a tutor. You just can't do it all right now. And because until now, your brain has been working under stress and under, I have to remember all the things because nothing's written down. And I'm just looping all these ideas around because if I don't loop them, then I'll forget about them. And by the way, this is a real thing. They have found that your brain has this thing called a loop where it will remind you about something. And if you don't do anything about it, it will come back and loop again. And so you have all these things literally looping in your head. And it feels crazy because you are going like that with a million different loops looping around your brain. So is it a surprise that it feels like a tornado if you have I can't say physical or literal because they're not, but there are thought bubbles and ideas and things that you need to remember that are going in circles. And this way, I know, first of all, it's manageable because each little category has, you know, breakdowns of different things. So there's like 2-3 things per person, or, you know, 4-5 things per category, right? It's like, what do I need to do this week as a community member? Do I need to show up to a party? Do I need to make food for someone? Do I need to, you know, help someone who's sick? Like what is going on? Right. And I could feel really comfortable with knowing that, okay, you know, I know what's happening in this aspect of my life. What about this? Is this happening? Right. And if something is coming up, like a holiday, I'll put it down as a bubble. I'm like, what am I doing for this holiday? What do I need to make sure I talk to my husband about? What do I need to plan for? What do I need to think about? Just like these couple of sentences, couple of words, sometimes even just an emoji, right? It's like enough. And I can be calm and know that I'm taking care of it. So now it's your turn. I'm going to break you guys up into breakout rooms, and you are going to help each other fill this out. Actually, I'm going to give you 10 to fill it out first, and then we're going to go into breakout rooms. How does that sound? Because I want you to do this. And if I put you in breakout rooms, you might start talking. I know you. Okay, so take 5 minutes, sit down, write down all of your different hats, all the different aspects of your life that you would like to make sure are getting done, that you'd like to make sure to address. Sometimes I make self-care one of the bubbles. Sometimes I make home one of the bubbles because home needs home repairs. Home might need decluttering. Home might mean, you know, take care of some chores. Sometimes I'll, like I said, put the holiday or the upcoming event. Okay, we're going to be flying to America in March. It's really soon. There's only 2 weeks left. I'm going to be speaking in Lakewood. I'm going to be speaking in Queens. I'm going to be speaking in Long Island, Woodmere. I'm super excited. You guys better be there. Okay, things like that. I'll have that written down. Like, who do I need to talk to? Who do I need to confirm with? What's going on? Right? There's still some days if you want me to come to your town. Can we add more bubbles than there are? Of course you can. This is just an idea. And some people go out of their way and say, maybe, where can I volunteer? Or where can I give my tithing, my miser? Right? How can I give back? That's great too. Do what works for you with the life that you have. Because I want you to know that all the parts of you are addressed at least at one point. And usually I'll sit down when I'm feeling overwhelmed, but it doesn't have to be during an overwhelm period. It could just be anytime. So let's go. I'm going to be quiet now for a couple of minutes and let you fill it out. Go. Okay. If you didn't finish, feel free to finish when we continue. But I want to break you out into some rooms because I want you to have the opportunity to brainstorm together, communicate, introduce yourself, have some fun. Okay. Thank God we have a lot of really amazing people here. So you're bound to meet someone really awesome. Who wants to unmute themselves and say how awesome it is to be amongst such amazing people? I love that. And that's exactly why I found this so helpful. It made me feel responsible. Like, I'm not neglecting my kids just because I'm focusing on my business. And I'm not neglecting my business because I'm focusing on my kids. And I'm not neglecting my husband because I'm taking care of Pesach. And I'm not neglecting God just because I'm not constantly talking to him or constantly praying or constantly connecting in some way, right? Like, it's all part of my life and everything is integrated and everything is intertwined, like someone said, right? Like, we have all these parts of us. Last time my mother was in the retreat and she says it's like spaghetti, right? Like, that's how she felt. Like, her brain was just like a bunch of spaghetti and it's like you can't pull one without moving the other. But that's what our life is. There is a lot of parts, there's a lot of pieces, and the beauty is that we can take all those things and contain them in a way that we can actually handle, right? And this is so unique because I don't want you to do what works for someone else. I want you to find what works for you and then feel really confident that you're taking care of it, that you're doing your part. Okay, awesome. Okay. I did promise you that I was going to tell you how to speak to your husband about joining the program. And you should listen even if you're not joining the program or even if you wish to join the program and you might not be able to for any reason. This is a really important way of how to use the call method. And it's a nice example. So, you know, feel free to copy paste into any other discussion you have to have with your husband. But here is the thing. The Flow Mastermind is the only place that I have found. That's why I've created it. Like, you know, it's the classic, you couldn't find it anywhere else, so you had to go and do it yourself. As a woman in business, I kept hearing about these masterminds and I wanted to join one of them because I knew that if I just follow a guide and if I just figure it out, then I will get there, right? And I'm hearing all the results that people are giving and different people I'm following. And the problem was that one person I was following, I'm not going to start naming names because these are big people in the business world and they just weren't feeling aligned. One person, I was almost in her mind, like I was really so close to signing up for something. And then I heard her say, why do we have to choose? You could just believe in anything. You could believe in, you know, in God or the universe or even dead people or, you know, fairies or whatever. Like, and she just started going on and like all these random powers that, you know, just believe in anything, because as long as you believe in something external that is helping you throughout your journey, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, that is way against all of my values. Like, why can't we just be very, very clear? And like, there is a God and God is one and he is running this world and he made, you know, and so it felt like, oh my gosh, I can't be in that space. And I've been in spaces, you know, business spaces before where I was the only Jew or I was the only person who was God-centered. And I had to apologize for, you know, saying something about God, or I had to like explain myself a certain way because I felt like I was, you know, I had to tiptoe around the subject. And I just felt like that was not going to work. Like, I will not be able to be as successful as I need to be if I am not around the right people. And then on the other hand, there was also the business spaces that were so like, go, 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 build your business, do whatever you need, you know, like basically focus all of your energy on that. And something I learned once from a very smart counselor in the school, you know, how like they help you find your career, a career coach or whatever they were. He said, talk to people who came out on the other side. See how they're doing. See what they're up to. Like, don't talk to someone who just graduated dental school and like, I'm so excited, I'm a dentist. Talk to the person who's a dentist 35 years already and is like sick of it. What are they sick of? What are the things they're complaining about? What are their concerns, right? So that was a very nice thought that they planted into my mind that I then wanted to see. So I went and I looked at people who did their program and I'm like, how did it work? They're like, amazing. My business, boom, completely out of this world. I made it to my goals. I'm like beyond most successful person. But I got divorced. My kids aren't talking to me. Whatever, you know, my life is a mess. But yeah, I have all the money. But yeah, I have all the success, but I'm feeling empty, but I'm feeling, you know, depleted, but I'm feeling like I'm not in alignment. Ugh. Right? Like you're so close to something, you think you're going to join it. And then like, it's out of alignment. It's not working. And anything that was marriage related was very old fashioned and not in alignment with the tools that I needed, right? Instead of getting me to be closer to my husband, it was making me feel more and more far away. Because as we said before, old fashioned things were to get the woman empowered so that she could at least be on the level of the man who was above her. And today's world, the woman's up here, her husband's behind. I mean, my first wish before I went into this business was, can I make a business for men who are behind? Like, let's empower men. Let's give them the tools they need because they are so lagging, like way back there. They have not caught up to any of the language, to any of the mindset, to any of the stuff that we're all so good at, right? Like, what's going on? Why are the men that down there? So you have men down here, women up here, right? And the tools of empowering the wife and giving her blah, blah, blah is making more distance. What's going on? Is that really helping? No, it's not. And I found myself having to ignore or undo some of the advice that I was getting from those people because it wasn't serving me. It wasn't working for me in my marriage. And when I counterintuitived, is that even a word? I made up a word. When I, you know, changed it up to be the exact opposite of like, let's not sit down and talk about what's not working. Okay. Right? Like, let's focus on what is working. Let's discuss what I actually want and not focus on what, you know, what I've been doing all this time. Like, focus on where I'm going. It's the difference between looking backwards or looking forwards, right? If you could figure out where you're going and drive there, you're probably going to get there. You do need, I'm not ignoring, doing the work from things that are holding you back. And that's why you have a rear view mirror, a very useful thing when driving, especially when making different maneuvers, like changes and, you know, having to blend within life. But it's something you look at, check, and then go back to looking forward. You do not stare into the rear view mirror ever because then you will crash. Okay. So this is super important. That's just an example of like one of the skills, like really being focused, staying on track. So that all that being said, I had to open up my own program. And a lot of women say, yeah, I want to join, but my husband. And since this is a marriage and business together in one integration, I will coach you through how to talk to your husband. So using the calm method, step one is connect to yourself. Do you even want this program? Do you want to get yourself into that space where you get the support, where you have the people, where you actually, you know, being held accountable and communicating and growing and being in that space? Maybe you don't. And you get to really be honest with yourself. Is this right for you? Is this what you want? And here's where I'm going to tell you, give yourself permission to want, because a lot of times we say, well, I can't afford it, so I'm not even going to want it. And that's just plain mean. Like the fact that you can't afford it is not in your control, but the fact that you're not letting yourself want it, now that is in your control. And you're the one getting in your own way. And that's not fair. So be honest, say, I want it. I wish I could afford it. I wish that God would show me how. I wish that I knew what to do, but I really want this. and list why you want it. Like, get really, really clear, because when you are clear, you will have clarity about other things. Get clear about yourself, get clear about your wants, and things will clear up along the way. I need you to know exactly what you want and why you want it. And then you turn to God. That's step two. Ask for abundance. You say, God, you led me to this really great retreat. I met this most amazing coach. Everything fell into place. I am actually seeing results, and it's not even been a week. It's mind-blowing. Why did you do this if you weren't going to show me how to get to it, right? Like, what's going on? What do I do now? I really want to join. Show me how. Right? Like we said in day two, write a prayer. You can use this structure of prayer. God, you are the only one who can provide this. I have no idea where the money's going to come from. I have no idea how I'm going to do it. I have no idea, whatever, how my husband's going to let, whatever it is, right? Show me how. Give me the guidance. Give me the tools. And then you get to step three. Listen for the answer. Now, let me tell you a story that happened, two stories that happened on the same retreat. It was the first retreat or the second retreat, whatever. It was very early on, okay? We had two women in the retreat. One woman really wanted to join the program. The second woman really wanted to join the program. They were both really clear. This is the thing that's going to save my life. This is the thing that is going to help me save time, save money, completely get into that confidence level that I want. I am going to become the person I need to become. So they turned to God. They turned to me. They asked me, what do I do? My husband's never going to let. So I walked them through this, right? Use the calm method for this. So they turned to God and they said, God, this is what I want. Show me how. Show me. Guide me. Help me. And then they went to speak with their husband. Here's where the listen comes in. You get the answers from reality. So lady number one goes to her husband and says, there's this program. And he rolls his eyes because she loves programs. And she joins a lot of different things all the time. She's always running after the next thing because she loves to grow. And she's just that person who loves accountability and loves being guided. It's amazing. She's a very awesome person. He rolls his eyes and he's like, we can't afford it. And so she says, no, but this is different. This is a program that has everything I need. I know. I looked into it. It's amazing. I spoke to her, blah, 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 blah. Right? And he's like, how are you going to afford it? We can't, we don't have the money. So she says, but Tren says that you should just daven to Hashem and God is going to show us how to make it happen. If it needs to happen, we're going to be clear on it through reality. And if it doesn't need to happen, we'll also be clear on it through reality, not in our control. Just pray. So he says, fine. Okay. You want me to pray? I'll pray. I'll pray for God to show you if you should do it or not. And if you should, then how? So they're like, okay, deal, bye. They go to sleep the next morning. There is money in the account. Somebody owed them money and gave them enough money to pay for 3 months of the program, which made it possible for her to be like, I think that was a sign. And he was like, yeah, you better sign up. Like he was telling her, okay? So that was person number one. And that was really fun because she's really grown a ton. And the testimonials, I could go on forever. Especially with herself, her own ability to work less and make more. That is one of the biggest results. And also be more calm about it because she used to stress about it, like totally give over. So beautiful to watch that transformation. Okay. But the second person, similar situation, spoke to me. I told her how to talk to her husband. Great. She goes, she prays, she gets to her husband. She's like, I need to talk to you about this program. I think it's really going to help me. It's exactly what I need. I know I'm going to become the person I need to be. Bum. And he says, What? Yeah. Again? You just want to take my money. All you want is to just drain me of all my money. All you And he starts yelling like crazy, completely nuts. Right? And this isn't new, right? This is what she's complaining to me that, like, she can't talk to him about, blah, 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 all these things. It's just. And so she says to him, oh, so you don't want me to join the program? He's like, what? You don't understand. This isn't even about the program. It's about you and the amount of blah, 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 blah. And he starts going on and on and on and on about how she's always using his money and always spending his money and she's always taking his money. And she's like, okay, so I'm going to take that as you don't want me to join the program. Thanks. That's all I wanted to know. And he's like, what? She said, yes, yes, no, no. Well, no, through reality. Apparently, reality says no. So no. And he was just stuck. Like, I don't understand. You're not gonna get hurt, cry, not talk to me for 3 days, like, which is the rhythm that they, you know, had. Like, now I asked, I got the answer. I'm going to go back to God and find out what he wants to do next, right? A completely different experience than what she is used to. But she says, even though she didn't join the program, she had the breakthrough because she had the tools that she needed in order to know what to do next. She was like, oh, okay. So that was a no. Okay, so then, you know, she asked me on WhatsApp, what do I do? He said, no. I said, well, it's not all or nothing. You still get to invest in yourself. Figure out a way that you can invest in yourself. And she said, oh, when he was screaming at me that I always use up his money, he said, maybe I could find something free. So I'm like, okay, if you can, why not? She ended up going, first of all, she came to every single retreat. I don't think she's in this one. But she came every single retreat for like 6 or 7 retreats in a row. Every time she had an implementation call and she gave me an update of what she's doing. She signed up to the free thing that was given in the community center. She signed up to the therapy through the insurance. She signed up to do a, you know, a diet thing that was about, you know, from within the mindsets and whatever. She did whatever she could in her power to grow and get the results that she was after. And it worked because she didn't like give up on herself just because the answer was no, not this thing. Remember, God has only 3 answers. Yes, not now. And I have something better for you. So she figured if this was not an obvious yes, it had to be one of the other two. It's either not now and one day she will join. Meanwhile, she's going to try and grow on her own. Or I have something better for you, and she just needs to keep looking. Do you see how powerful the call method is? Even when the answer is no, she didn't go home crying. She didn't take a whole 3-day break from talking to him. She didn't take it to heart. It didn't break her to pieces. She just read reality. And by the way, what that created was also space for him to be like, so why was I so angry? So why did I react that way? And he started working on himself, being like, you know, I realized from my reaction, it wasn't okay, right? So she didn't have to say anything. Hey, don't scream at me. It's not nice. I'm putting a boundary. You're not supposed to talk to me like that. She didn't do any of that. It's not necessary. It's actually pretty like useless. You don't bother telling someone who's screaming at you that they shouldn't be screaming at you, okay? You don't say anything and you just respect yourself and keep going with your own thing. Clean up your side of the street and you will see magic. And that's the other side, okay? So again, connect to yourself, get really clear and be willing to say, I want this. And even commit to that. Send me a message and say, I want this and I don't know how to do it. I want this and I have no idea how. And by the way, thank God you don't have to worry about the how. God worries about the hows. This is part of how you get things to get easy, you know, to let things be easy is by bringing God into it. And then ask God and communicate And if you tell me, I'll pray for you, which is really fun because then you get like two for the price of one, right? We could both pray for you. And then you're going to get answers no matter what. Yes, yes, no, no. We're not attached to the result. We just want to know because we're following God's guidance. One of the things that I heard today was, I am at the edge. I know I want to do it. I know I should do it, but I'm afraid to do it. So let me just tell you one thing that I love about Laura Doyle's book, The Empowered Wife. I don't agree with everything she has, but she has some great lines there. And one of the chapters is called Sitting on the Fence Hurts Your Butt. Right? When you're sitting on the fence, sit there for too long and you will start feeling it. You'll start to like wiggle and it's not comfortable. You know already that you want to, you don't want to stay there. You don't want to continue doing things the way you're, you know, they're doing, they're happening until now. Like the trajectory isn't working for you. You see the future of if you, nothing changes, that's where I'll end up. I don't want that. So you're willing to change. You're excited about change. You found your change, but then you're like, but it's scary. Sitting on the fence hurts your butt. So don't stay there for too long. Commit to making a decision and then make a decision. And even if the decision is no, not now, then okay, you put it down, you come back, you could still talk to me, I'm still your friend, no hard feelings, right? But it's really important to make a decision because that maybe is an awful place to be. And I don't want you suffering, so don't stay there. And if you need help, please reach out. I cleared out my schedule so I can actually have extra time now that everyone has scheduled their implementation calls and they're all like, you know, back to back. My time is a little limited, but I have specific times where I am completely available for people who are on the fence. So use that to your advantage. Ask me for help. I am here for you and I will not persuade you if it's not for you. I have told people to not sign up. Like I am very honest. I can say that 100%. So it's called the Flow Mastermind. I have two masterminds. One is Flow, one is Find. The Find is the entry level, which is I don't have a business yet, but I'm afraid to start one or I'm afraid to lean into it because it will, you know, shake up my marriage. So we create, you know, it's called Find because you are finding your thing and finding what's going on. But that one is only opening in September. So it's not open right now. The next one is Flow, which is always open and people can join in at any time. And there is a bonus until the end of this week of a 90-minute intensive that you get for free. But basically, it's a year-long program, 12 months long, where we go through the four phases of becoming the person that you need to be in order to reach the goals that you've set for yourself. And then watching how your husband joins while you put, you know, figure yourself out, your husband starts to figure himself out because that's what we're working on, right? Is like that integration. And then phase three is really seeing the momentum. So you're going to start seeing things moving ahead and suddenly things are falling into place and you're reaching those goals. And the phase four is the most important one because once you're there, we've talked about that, like we're suddenly like, woo, high flying, everything's great. Oh my gosh, my husband's on, you know, on my team and we're working together really well. And there's like a really cool energy going on and things are good. The last 3 months are to solidify, to really make this your new comfort zone so that there is no way you're ever going to fall back into the mud. You're never going to be able to have those types of fights again or fall into those like patterns again, because we work really on subconscious, on, you know, the mindset, on creating the systems and on solidifying where we are so that this is your new thermostat. Like this is the new normal. And that's the most important part in the program is the last, well, they're all important, but it's very important for me to not leave you hanging because I hate when you're like, you sign up for something and then the second you finish, you like sort of start falling off. So this is definitely to counter that. You're not going to you're only just going to keep growing because you have the tools that you need and your systems and in place. So that's what it's about. It's built on four pillars. The God pillar is the center, is the core of everything. And in the design of the logo, I can show it to you. It's like, that's the center, right? And everything is around that. Then you have marriage and business that sort of work like a puzzle, and they integrate with it, with each other, and work together around that, you know, God alignment. So your business ends up going smoother and easier because you bring God into it. Your marriage ends up being smoother and easier because you bring God into it. And they also serve each other to work together. Okay. So there's like a beautiful integration there. And then the fourth pillar is you, which is the container of all of it. Because if you don't focus on growing you as the vessel, as the container, as the thing that holds all these places, all those pieces in place, then everything is going to fall apart because there's just so much that you can hold, right? It's like, if you're going to grow all the things that you're doing, you're also going to have to grow the vessel, the thing that you are. So we work a lot on containing more, on receiving more, on opening up, on allowing more abundance into your life, and becoming, up-leveling, you know, confident, your ability to connect to people, to God, to yourself. We work a lot on how, you know, what are we doing in order to see that growth? And by the way, people are like, oh, I'm too busy. So this isn't, I have a plate and there's a lot of pieces on my plate, and in order to make more things, room for more, I have to take something out. That's like very scarcity mindset. And that's what people are used to. It's like, I'm limited. It's actually, oh, just take a bigger plate, right? Like, if you transfer everything you already do into a bigger plate, you will have more room, more space, more pause to be able to do a lot more things and do them smoothly and in a more sustained way. So those are the four pillars. What else? The price. The price is $997 a month times 12 months. Or if you pay up front, then it's $9,970, which is 10 months. So you get 2 months free. And for those who asked, I am such an awesome person. Like, this is what I would want. So this is what I offer, is you can break it up into as many payment plans as you want. Like, people are taking, instead of 1 year to pay it off, 2 years. I have some people who are paying per week, and it makes it easier for them to budget it. So I'm very flexible with how the payment plan is. I'm also super flexible about if it's Israel or America or England, I can receive in any currency. And so that makes it really much simpler also. Like, I'm very, very nice about it. Okay, awesome. So tomorrow is our last day. Be back here, same time, same place. We're going to be pulling it all together. We're going to be answering a ton of your questions. If you have any questions still, send them my way. And I look forward to seeing you all. Mwah. Love you. It's me again, Rebbetzin Batchen Grossman, and I wanted to make sure that you loved it. If you want to go deeper and actually come live to the sessions of the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, please visit connectedforreal.com/retreat. As part of the retreat, you get to meet one-on-one with me on an implementation call. And you have access to that link when you sign up. Make sure you download the workbook. You have also access to the WhatsApp group and a bunch of other bonuses. So go and enjoy. connectedforreal.com/retreat.